One of the great violinists of our time is here with me. Midori is here. Midori and pianist Robert McDonald have music for us by Brahms and Hindemith, by Bach and Fritz Kreisler, and lots to talk about as well. Midori, welcome back. Great
Thank
to have you.
Thank you.
Now, last time I saw you, you were working on a master's degree in psychology.
Oh my God, is that how long I haven't seen you?
And you got it in 2005.
Yes.
Any more post-grad degrees coming for you?
Not that I know of. Of course, you know, I always, always enjoy learning and just finding out information, theories, different things. So, you know, who knows? Maybe there will be another degree, but for the time being, no.
Now, that's fascinating to me because 2005, obviously, you were well into a roaring career at that point, but it was just something that you wanted to do, just something that you were curious about and something you wanted to pursue. No other reason to do it.
That's correct. I studied in undergrad psychology and gender studies. And in my master's degree, I wanted to go further with my psychology. So it was sort of a natural outcome of what I did during my college years. Just got more into the details.
Well, congratulations on finishing that. So much to talk about, lots of music to hear. I'd love to start with some solo Bach. Maybe the opening movement from the G minor sonata? What would you like people to listen for or hear in this piece?
I think that Bach is something that, as a musician, as a violinist, I've lived with for as long as I can remember, and I know that I'm going to be living with it for the rest of my life. He's a great, great, great teacher for all of us. Teaches us so many things about music, about life, about technical things, musical things. Everything. He is really the teacher for me.
Let's hear this movement from the teacher for Midori, this opening movement from the G minor sonata BWV 1001 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Midori with us in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Thank you. Midori, right before you played that, you talked about Bach being the teacher for you and how there's so much in Bach on both a technical level and on a musical level. And that piece, that opening movement from Bach's sonata in G minor for solo violin, is so, I mean, it's heartbreakingly beautiful, has this bittersweet quality to it, so emotional. It's also really hard to play well. It's really tricky on the violin.
That's not news. It's such an incredible set of pieces. Of course, this is the very first movement of the G minor, but we have the entire set of six. Incredible, so spiritual, so cleansing, just so difficult. It's such a combination of so many different elements. And at the end of the day, you just feel like you really don't know how to play it.
Mm. Well, you played it beautifully. And I loved your words for that, spiritual and cleansing, too. Midori, you keep up such a busy schedule of performances around the world, but so many other projects that you do around the world as well. I want to ask you about the Orchestra Residencies program. This is something you've been doing since 2004. What happens in an orchestra residency program?
I do two residencies with youth orchestras every season, and these 2 weeks are probably the most exciting part of what I get to do as a performer. Each of the orchestras apply. It's a program predominantly for youth orchestras and their affiliated adult orchestras. It's very youth-focused. It's very education-oriented, with advocacy, with community relations. It's an opportunity for the entire community to come together in support of these young musicians and the parents that work so tirelessly to make this kind of musical education possible.
So when you go to work with the kids in the orchestra, what do you do?
Each of the orchestras have to submit a proposal, and in the proposal are suggestions for activities. And usually, I play with a youth orchestra. Sometimes it's youth orchestras, ranging in age from kindergartners all the way up to high school. There are master classes, there are some chamber music sessions, there are advocacy component, where the children and I could go to the legislature trying to convince them about the importance of the arts in the community.
The violinist Midori is joining me here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. We have some music by Brahms as well. The opening movement from the Brahms Opus 78 Sonata for Violin and Piano. Music that Brahms wrote over the course of a couple of summers, 1878 and 1879. You and Robert MacDonald are about to play the opening movement. And this is an amazing, amazing piece. I mean, it almost feels like a waltz at times, except it's not in three. It's in six.
That is correct. It's in 6-4.
6-4. And you hear so many different rhythms, even though that 6-4 is going all the way through, all the way through.
That is right. Well, that's Brahms.
Let's hear this opening movement from the Brahms Sonata, Opus 78, for violin and piano. Midori playing the violin, Robert McDonald at the piano, here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Thank you. We come back to where we began, that beautiful G major, the opening movement from the sonata Opus 78 by Johannes Brahms, a sonata in G major for violin and piano. Midori played the violin, Robert McDonald at the piano here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Midori, beautiful performance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lots more music on the way, too. A sonata by Paul Hindemith from 1918, his sonata for violin and piano in E-flat major. And we'll hear the first two movements. Is that what we have lined up here?
What? That is what we have of the sonata.
That's the piece?
That's the piece.
Okay.
What I admire so much about Hindemith is that it's just so meticulously put together. And when you study it, it's almost too academic. But then when you hear it, it's not at all. It is so emotionally driven, and it touches the soul.
Mm-hmm. And the second movement, it has this eerie beauty to it. And you hear it, I mean, it begins so solidly in E-flat and ends so solidly in E-flat, but takes these really interesting excursions along the way.
That is right.
And sometimes he jumps to another key. Sometimes you and Bob will be playing in different keys at the same time.
Right.
Really interesting flow of tonality in this piece. Let's hear it. The Sonata for Violin and Piano in E-flat Major from 1918 by Paul Hindemith. Midori playing the violin, Robert McDonald at the piano here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Thank you. I love that ending where you think when Bob is doing those big E flats on the piano, you think that's it. And then it goes up a half step to E and then settles back in to E flat yet again. The Sonata for Violin and Piano in E flat Major by Paul Hindemith. Midori played the violin, Robert McDonald at the piano here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Midori, we were talking earlier about ORP, the Orchestra Residencies Program, something you've been doing twice a year, every year since 2004, with youth orchestras in partnership with small professional orchestras around the country. You go and spend a week in a community working with students, working with both orchestras, doing community events of all kinds, which are proposed by the orchestras themselves that you come to do. What did you take away from that time?
What always strikes me so much is the dedication of the staff of the youth orchestras and of the teachers and the parents. In some of these communities, children drive. They have to be driven 6 hours each way to get to their youth orchestra. And they carpool and come every week for a few years for rehearsal. It's just so, so incredible that somebody, not just one person, but some people are doing this.
Because let's face it, running a youth orchestra can be a really thankless task in these days. It's not a way to make a fortune, of course. People do it for the love of music and to bring this music and the opportunity to make music to the next generation of music makers and music lovers in,
that's right,
in communities and all across the country.
And the educational value of the youth orchestra programs, they are just so immense. It's not just about the music. It's about, you know, changing a life.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see kids when you're doing these ORP programs? Do you ever see kids who remind you of you when you were young in a way?
It's difficult for me to pinpoint to exact moments and incidents, but there are times when I just remember when I played in an orchestra. I was a violist, actually, and the sheer joy of making music together. I often remember that.
Well, let's hear some of that right now between you and Bob McDonald. We have a little bonbon by Fritz Kreisler called Syncopation. It almost sounds like he'd heard a little bit of Scott Joplin or something.
Yeah.
The piece is simply called Syncopation. It's music by Fritz Kreisler. Midori playing the violin, Robert McDonald at the piano here in the music studio. Fun little piece by Fritz Kreisler, simply called Syncopation. Midori played the violin, Robert McDonald at the piano, here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio.